Hey, everybody. Guess who's back again? 3 weeks in a row? Wow.
The No-Yo Download!
Third straight week. Yes, it is I, DJ, or Suijin, as you all know, for the Doyo download, as it was just said in the opening credits. Oh, it's nice to be back. 3 straight weeks. This is working. Everybody seemed to like last week. Everybody seemed to like the week, seemed to like the week before. So let's just keep on going. 3 straight weeks. This weekly thing is working. We are officially done with DGK, whatever. We're done with it. We're now officially in the Basho. How does everybody feel about the Basho? The Torikumi came out. We've got our matches coming out. Things are working. I did not bring up the master sheet for the logged matches so that I have the Bonsuke in front of me on who's got what record as I'm recording this, but now I do. So everything's all good. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm pretty sure that myself as the Komusubi 1 West has the worst first block schedule. That is because while I have Kokurin, who's a bot, I also have Azuma Kuni, Hikari Shoryu, and Inazuma. That's right, I have a middle Megashiro bot and only three Yokozuna, two of which is their final Basho. It's a rough first block. Very rough. I have beat Kokurin, so that's all out of the way. And I have lost to Inazuma by Mono-E. I mean, officially, it's not by Mono-E, but I mean, there was a Mono-E involved. I almost won. I mean, it was a possibility, but I am officially 1-1. Inazuma is officially 2-1 as I'm looking at this. I don't know who he's taken on. The leader right now in Makauchi is Kanashiberi. Banana Strawberry Kanashiberi. And then other than that, it's kind of a sprinklings of 1-0s, 1-1s, and an 0-1. No 0-1s. Just 0-2s here and there. Yeah. This has Okumizu. I didn't quite catch exactly what's wrong, but Okumizu, get better. Sorry about whatever you have. I didn't find the exact news, so I don't know what you came down with, but hopefully you're fine. So, yeah. Down in Juryo. Oh, wow, there's a lot of activity in Juryo. Oh, wow. Matsuno Fuji, Tetsuba, and Kiyoishi all have 3 wins, with Matsuno Fuji being 3-0. The other two have 3-1. Kaikaru has 2-2. Chubanoumi has 2-0. And then we've got a multi-way tie for third, I guess. It's more than third with multi-way ties for first and second. Jinrai, Dozan, Kitsune Fuji, Hiraki, Toramaru, Kuromi all have 1 win. Some of them have losses, others don't. And down in Makushita, we don't have a Sandanme because we don't have a full Makushita. We've got 3 wins. We've got Inkaitori, Inkaitori? Inkaitori. Suzuka Fuji. Sorry, I thought I heard somebody scratching. And Yoshitsune, all with three wins. Yoshitsune has one loss. And I'm pretty sure Suzuka Fuji has four wins. And before I went in, I just noticed that he was excited for having a four-win start. But it's not officially logged yet. I'm only looking at the logged ones. Two wins, we got Katayuki Sujiryu, Daizan, and then with the one wins, we've got Rontsuri, Maizuru, and Kumo. So, I've got scratch in here, hang on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I got weird noises. Sorry for the distractions. Yeah. So that's what the things look like right now. I didn't do a sponsor, obviously. I was going to, but apparently I'm not going to do one this time. I guess that's just how it works. So that's how Road to Yokozuna sits right now. This has been an interesting week for me at work. I tend to be... Well, I'm the oldest person that plays the game. I am 46 years old. I am also a United States letter carrier, which means I deliver mail. My route is a driving route, which we call a mounted route. So I drive for 95% of my route. I do have to get out for certain boxes and to go into certain businesses and or buildings. That is because I have arthritic hips. One is actually really bad, and I'm going to need replaced at some point in the near future. Yes, old man problems. And I've been working... I'm actually what we call an 8-hour medical, which means I should only be working 8 hours a day, up to 40 hours a week, no more. However, I worked way over that this week, because when I came in on Thursday, the supervisor said that he needed me to have an 8-hour day because I hadn't had one yet. So, we are required to have one 8-hour day in a week because of pay issues. It's in a contract, without getting too deep into things. So I got to have an 8-hour day on Friday for the first time. Otherwise, I've been working over every single day. I guess I really hadn't noticed, but now that I think back, yeah, I'd worked late. So I didn't get a chance to do anything extra. My hips are telling me that is definitely the case, though. My hips being in the situation they're in, and now we're going into a rainy week next week here in the Pacific Northwest, Portland specifically. I can tell you that I probably won't be putting in any extra hours because I'm going to have a hard time walking. Again, old person problems. Yeah, that's right. An old man on the internet complaining about you damn kids. So, hopefully I will have enough time to do some of this sumo dice game that I enjoy called Road to Yokozuna. Some of you may have heard of it. Some of you might even actually be playing it. I know that all of the Yokozuna are overseas from where I'm at. I call them overseas. Inazuma managed to catch me today, my day off. And everything needs to be wrapped up in this block by... Let me double check. I believe it's April 7th. Where's Torakumi? Where's Torakumi? Torakumi, where are you? Oh, there you are. Yes, April 7th. Which means, if I look at my handy-dandy work calendar, that... Oh, I have the 7th off. I was going to say, which means I wouldn't have a day off until I actually have the 7th off. But 10 p.m. on the 7th from where I'm at, UTC to, let's see here. So I would have to have all my matches done by 3 p.m., those 3 in the afternoon, to meet the deadline. And, I mean, it's possible. I mean, I would love to have them done before then. So Azuma Kuni and Hikari Shoryu, if you are out there, and hopefully you are listening, I am going to have issues meeting you in the mornings because getting ready for work is tough. I have bought some things to replace lunches with that are just easy and I can just throw in a bag and take to work. Hopefully that makes things easier. I will be trying to hit you up before then because I like to have my matches done early. I do not like waiting until the deadline. I am not that guy. I like to get them out of the way day one so that they're done. The people that make me wait until the deadline day, you stress me out. You stress me out a lot, and I don't like it. I mean, I understand it needs to happen from now and then, from time to time, but if in a perfect world, I would never have to fill out a Slowio, never. And I have had to fill out a couple. Granted, I haven't even hit double digits for the number of Slowios I've had to fill out, and I would like to keep it in single digits. So that is my plea to all of thee. Isn't that great to get that all off my chest? Let's see here. Let's take a look at the overview tab on the master sheet. It doesn't look like anybody. Oh, let's see. We've got Sujiryu has done their entire block. Good job. Kaikaru. Kiyoishi. Yoshitsune. Wow. I'm going to have some issues. Tetsuba. Let's see who else has. You guys have finished your blocks. Good job. There's a stat on who's finished what, or at least there used to be. Oh, there we go. The Isagahama is 47% complete in block one, with Nishonoseki at 33%, Takasago at 31%, Dewa Naomi 13%, and Toketsukaze at 10%. Now, this is just what's logged, so I don't know what's not been logged yet or what's in the process of being logged. Actually, nothing's in the process of being logged because I am looking at the master sheet and I'm the only one online. So, as I'm recording this, that is. So, I mean, that's the situation right now. And there's still plenty of time. But, if you're anything like me, you want to get this done. And this is my basho. I'm just going to put that out there right now. I'm winning. This is my Yu show. I'm taking it. Sure, I lost to Inazuma. Whatever. I still got 2 Yokos in it to take down. I can do it. I can do it. I need a Yu show. I really do. It needs to happen. It's about time, too. I'm going to take him down. Cut like just like knife. You know, squish like grape. I'm going to do it. All right, what else we got on the, what do we got going on here? Nobody sent in anything for the pronunciation challenge. Thanks, everybody. Maybe you don't want to be embarrassed. It's okay. It's just a game. It's a silly game. And it's nice to hear people's voices, too. That's all right. Whatevs. What's out there for real news? I guess I haven't checked any real news. I'm so behind. Let's see here. Doesn't seem to be anything in the news. That's disappointing too. Wow, it's quiet. It's so quiet. I submitted my Guess the Banske. I don't know how many others out there play Guess the Banske. The official Guess the Banske, I should say. Let's go over there and see if I recognize any names. I play under the name Suijin, so I'm easy to find, and I will continue to play under that even after my Shikona changes. I did notice somebody else's Shikona. Let's see here. Just scrolling over it real fast. Chuba Naomi, I think you play. Randy Savage. Awesome. Well, maybe that's it. I thought I saw two. Oh, maybe it's it. I swear I saw... Oh, Kira Naomi? Do we have a Kira Naomi? Interesting. Retired. Is it a retired? Retired Rikishi. Retired Rikishi. Wow. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Kinona Izumi. All right. All right, then. Well, I guess me and Chobunaomi. Oh, my God. What is with my pronunciation today? Chobunaomi. Man. And, I mean, if some of you are using alternate names, I don't know. I'm just going off of what, you know, what we're using on Road to Yokozuna. But, yeah. I like to also keep track of Gosho Biyama, which is the Grand Sumo Breakdown guys, because Ryan is, I don't know, someone to measure against. But I'm not some grand... Guess the Banske guru. I just like to see if my system works, and so far it doesn't work great, but I mean, it's done good a couple of times. Now that I understand some hookups, hangups that I have didn't understand before, I'm going to do better this time than I did last time because of the whole uneven Sanyaku thing. I didn't know about that last time, so that kind of knocked me down a few more pegs than really needed to. But I don't go into the whole historical thing. I just kind of go with what I think makes sense, if that makes sense. I don't have a whole lot of content this week. I mean, it's really kind of dry, honestly. I don't know if I should banter on or if I should just wrap it up, but I mean, it's let's go take a look at the, not the match queue, match recording. Let's go look at something that's got a lot of rounds here that, wow, there's a lot of, let's see here, 4 rounds, 3 rounds, 5 rounds, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 1, 4. Pardon me. Oof. Well, I guess that 5-rounder is the one to look at. I'm just going through the match results to see if we can go over one. I mean, that looks like a 4-rounder. All right. Let's see here. Let's see if we can find it. Yeah. Match recording. There we go. I found it. Boom. Let's see here. This one will be Maeyama versus Fuji Midori. The Tachi Ai was powerful from Maeyama and low from Fuji Midori. The Rikishi put their fists down and boom! Even though Maeyama came out hard, the low thrust from Fuji Midori did result in a better outcome, lifting Maeyama just slightly up and gains control of the match, turning it into a pull. Fuji Midori then went straight into a Tsukiyotashi, where Maeyama attempted to counter it with a Makakai. And Maeyama succeeded in countering it, turning it into a limblock transition. Specifically, the Kimidashi, where Fuji Midori chose to try to lock, you know, really set his feet and momentum, you know, stop the momentum that Maeyama had. Well, that resulted... Oh, I missed something there. Oh, the momentum stop did beat the Kimidashi. Fuji Midori transitioned into a pull. Another Tsukiyotashi countered by another Makakai that Maeyama turned into a belt grip, going for the Yorikiri, where Fuji Midori tried his own Makakai, failed to counter it, and Maeyama Yorikiris Fuji Midori right over the bales for a win. And Maeyama has 4 wins, 1 loss overall against Fuji Midori. Kind of exciting. That's the longest match that I found. I didn't look too deep into the match recording, but yes, that was the longest match that I found. Very interesting. Oh my, folks. May have stumbled on a live... Oh, no, not a live. Never mind. I was going to say, I might have stumbled on a live Okumizu battle, but that was like 4 hours ago. So, Okumizu has appeared, just hasn't had his match logged. But that seems to be all that's going on in the world of Road to Yokozuna at the moment. Sorry I didn't have more, but there is bound to be weeks like this. And sorry I didn't have more prepared, but, you know, things are going to happen. I should have a lighter week, like I said, at work, which will allow me to, I don't know, kind of prepare some things, look into some things, and I've got a bunch of side projects going on, so I can get work done on those too. But if you enjoy what you hear and you want more, you just have to keep coming back. Subscribe to the podcast. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts or the website emeraldspector.com, which is where all of my stuff lives. You can find me on the Discord. I'm Emerald Spectre. Hashtag 5510 is my official name. But I am also Suijin, Suijin. You can just tag me for a response. You can post anything in the Suijin podcast room on Road to Yokozuna. If you'd like to help out, go to patreon.com/EmeraldSpectre, and Spectre is spelled with a T-E-R, not crazy, with an R-E, and not with an O-R. You can email me, emeraldspector.com@gmail.com. And I'm on Twitter, @EmeraldSpector. I kind of use that as a catch-all Twitter. And I have voiced some opinions there, so try not to be offended. And if you are, I guess don't follow the Twitter. I am trying to be more eclectic on there, though, so bear with me. If you have any questions or want anything else, just let me know. We will go from there. And I guess we will be happening again next week as I endeavor to continue trudging forward on a weekly podcast. I think I hear the ending music starting. And I will see you all next week. Bye-bye!